All this week, we've seen a spate of violent threats take over our American political system, with someone sending various suspicious packages believed to be explosive devices to prominent political figures of all types. President Trump has routinely advocated for violence surrounding whom we support on one side of the aisle or the other, and actively includes the media as part of those threats, one we've seen been carried out right here in Annapolis, tragically. But it should be understood that this is not some new phenomenon. The history of political violence in America is long and deep. And while these latest developments are not necessarily what I would call full-blown assassination attempts, that's not the point. The goal is to cause havoc and dissuade people from getting out to polls and exercising their right to cast ballots. It is a brutal, ugly form of voter suppression. So if you can, fear not and get out to the polls if that's your choice. I'm Clinton Yates, and that's my take.